I've always been hugely interested in 1970s exploitation cinema since the arrival of the VHS in the late 1970s and early 1980s, and that opened up a whole new world of cinema. There were films that were energetic, they were challenging, they were exciting, and above all, they seemed different. They offered an alternative to the serious European art cinema that I'd begun watching and the overblown Hollywood films that I was increasingly uninterested in. Never only 90 minutes, I found cinematic invention, raw ideas, and an anti-authoritarian edge. This was the exploitation cinema of the 1970s that I became so obsessed with later on. So when I heard about Jamie Shovlin's Hiker Meet and Rough Cut, the film about the making of the film that didn't really exist, I thought, here's a kindred spirit, somebody else who's watched lots of very dodgy films to unearth the diamonds in the rough. So that brings me to the Corner House Sleazathon. When I was invited to suggest titles for the all-night exploitation fest, I wanted to show a variety of films that were classic exploitation films, that showed that exploitation ideas occasionally went mainstream, and that showed how influential 1970s exploitation films still are. For that reason, I chose a range of different films. The night opened up with The Living Dead at the Manchester Morgue, an ever-popular film, locally shot, and very gory for 1974. Jorge Grau's film combines horror with green politics in a way that only exploitation can. That's followed by Bay of Blood, a 1971 blueprint for the slasher film, is a perfect example of the influence of exploitation films. Sean S. Cunningham had certainly taken notes from this film when he put together Friday the 13th. And most of all, it's made by Italian maestro Mario Bava, whose 1960s films were so visually stylish, and this film is so horribly brutal. Following up that, we have Mandingo. Hot and sweaty, a plantation melodrama. Exploitation cinema went mainstream with James Mason, Susan George, Perry King, and world champion boxer Ken Norton. The critics hated it, audiences loved it, Tarantino copied it, and esteemed film critic Robin Wood called it the greatest film about race ever made in Hollywood. Well, if you come along to the Sleazathon, you'll be able to make that judgment for yourself. Next up is Act of Vengeance, also known as Rape Squad. To a certain extent, the title says it all. Part of the popular rape revenge cycle of the 1970s, this film shows the inherent contradictions in so many exploitation films. It has at its core a liberal sentiment, yet there are incredibly exploitative scenes. Next up is Jackson County Jail. We couldn't have a sleazathon focused on exploitation films without something produced by Roger Corman. His New World Pictures were central to the US 1970s exploitation cinema, and this is typical of their work. Women in prison, car chases, and a backdrop of the US bicentennial celebrations. And on top of that, Tommy Lee Jones in an early role. One of the best exploitation films of the era. Last up is The Bird with the Crystal Plumage. Dario Argento, the Italian master of horror and suspense, made his debut with this thriller that took the giallo to new heights of sex and violence and spawned dozens of films with animals in the title. So there it is, an all-night sleazathon, an eclectic mix of films designed to give you a flavour of the breadth of exploitation cinema made in US and Europe in the 1970s. Once you've tasted this, you can move on and search out and try and find the legendary Hiker Meet. Good luck with that one.